This is RSVNB Update, episode 338, recorded Thursday, December 8th, 2011. Chief Goes Goggles. Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining us for RSVNB Update. Chief Snake's a little upset right now. He just discovered that you need to log in to activate the loyalty program. And personally, I would have told him this a month ago, but I thought it automatically put you in. I swear it did that for me.
This is a very depressing time for me at the moment. Please give me your support, Shane.
Virtually. Okay, so yes, that's what we're going to be talking about this week, but he's back. He's a little bit plugged up, well, due to seasonal allergies. So,
Why does my dog need to get out of the room as soon as we start the show?
He needed to come in last week.
Yeah, I know. It's because he loves me so much. I mean, he just can't stay away. Anyway, as you were saying, I'm plugged up.
Yeah, because it's just that time of year there. So
yeah, basically.
So give him
as
your
you
support.
Can probably hear, all of my neighbors are mowing their lawns right now. It's perfect timing to be recording a show.
I haven't seen green grass since September.
Ooh, that's rough.
Yeah, but anyways, this week we're going to talk about the loyalty program, specifically Batch 3 and what it brings with it. So this is the same as the previous one, so no need to tell you what an aura is or how it works. If you're interested, go back and listen to the past two episodes where we discuss those. But basically, they brought out the first tier 4 aura, which is 84,000 points. It's a shield effect, lasts for 30 minutes until it absorbs an amount of damage determined by your defense level. So basically is an add-on to, I guess, your defense, I'd say, or the shield you're using, let's say. I don't know. It says creates a protective shield. I mean, it's 84,000 points. I don't know anybody who's bought it yet, so I can't exactly tell you how effective it is.
I mean, when did they bring out the loyalty program to begin with?
Oh, I don't know. I think September.
September? Yeah.
I think it was September.
How can anyone have earned that many points?
Well, by month 7, you're earning 10,000 points a month. Then it goes up. And after that, you're up to 15,000 points. And my next payout is 10,000 points. So that will be what I get paid. So money. Huh. So it's been more than September then. August, yeah. I guess.
Did they introduce it later than when they started counting the months? Like, do they pay you out for the months that you already had?
No. Sadly, that's one thing we were upset about, is that it's not retroactive.
Yeah. So in a way, though, I'm kind of glad, because if I had not been a member and they did that, then I would have been pissed.
Yeah. So, that is the reason for not doing that. But I'll be getting 10,000 points next month. So I'm happy about that. But anyways, so that's the first tier 4 aura. Also, as mentioned last week in the behind the scenes, the two prayer auras, either the angel wings or the demon wings. So you get to choose whether you want to be an angel or a demon. And you can get some friends together and you'll be angels and demons.
Now that sounds really cool. Does it actually look cool? I don't suppose you've seen anyone with these, have you?
I've only seen their picture on Facebook, and I don't know if I'd wear wings around. I tried that on TF2.
But yeah, I tried it once in real life. That didn't go down very
really?
Well either.
Okay.
No, I didn't.
It also gives your player a 1% increase to prayer XP and a 3% prayer point recovery each time you gain 500 prayer XP.
Hmm. So, I mean, the benefits sound fairly marginal, but...
Yeah, it would still, be good
it would
if
look
you were
cool.
Burying bones and stuff. Yeah, you know, I'm betting that's the thing that this one's going to be used for the most.
Yeah.
Is the wings.
Would the wing effect only actually show when you're activating the aura?
Yes, when it's activated.
Yeah, when it's active. Yeah, sorry. Yep. That's kind of lame then. That's what I don't like about auras in general. The fact that the effects only last while they are activated.
Well, then they'd be completely just, overpowered, more so than they are now.
Well, yeah, yeah, they would be, to be fair, yes. But it's just annoying, and it kind of puts me off having any aura anyway.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the aura's got a mix.
I'm too lazy to press a button to activate something. I just want it to be always there when I'm doing my farming runs, for example.
Yes, so that's the other one we're going to talk about. Green fingers.
Activate
green fingers.
It's just not cool.
So basically it prevents your crops from getting disease. And I've heard that it does not include trees, but it'll work on herbs and allotments. That's just what I've heard, so if I'm wrong...
In my opinion, is overpowered as it is, if it works on herbs.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. Because,
allotments are fine, because you predict allotments anyway, but...
Yeah. But, so, all of them prevent from getting disease, and then the tiers 1, 2, and 3 increase to 3, 5, and 7% chances of increasing crop yields. They don't say how much the increase is, but a 7% chance to increase a tier 3, that might be worth it.
Yeah. Yeah, it unless makes me skip as well.
Like, if it's a super increase, like more than 10%, I'd say it's absolutely worth it. Because, you know, the magic second tiers have that static 10% increase in crop yield.
I don't know if it's worth it, because, I mean, a 7% chance of having a 10% increase is not that good.
Yeah, and we don't even know it's 10%.
It's pretty terrible if it was something like that.
And by the time you get to the one that has 7%, you need to spend 5,000 points on the first green fingers. Then let's see, where's the next one? 21,000 points on tier 2. And then to finally get the master green fingers, you need to spend another 42,500 points. So you're right, it's probably not worth it.
Well, another aura, I suppose that, we'll find out.
Yeah, another aura that came out this week was Penance, which is a way to gain prayer points equal to 20% of damage that you receive. So if you're not using Protect Prayers, this would be a good one to have. It's not as good as Soul Split, but it's a nice compromise.
Ooh, I have information about Green Fingers.
Okay.
According to the RuneScape wiki, not Jagex's RuneScape wiki, might I add, Jagex's one is crap. Note that crops have the possibility of becoming diseased at the end of each growing cycle, and the number and length of growing cycles varies for each crop. For example, herbs grow in 4 cycles of 20 minutes each, providing at least 4 opportunities for the crop to become diseased. Therefore, this aura can be used to prevent disease in 1 of those cycles for each crop, but cannot be used to prevent disease completely.
So what's the point in that?
Bam! Exactly! That's why I thought that, you know, green fingers sounds useless. I mean,
yeah,
it is
okay.
Probably slightly beneficial, but
yeah, I mean,
not as
one cycle out of 4, but how do you know which cycle it's going to be?
yeah. And a 7% chance of increased crop yields is not that cool. If it actually did...
If yield increase might be?
No, it doesn't. That's actually what I was hoping to find out, but instead I got that, and I was sorely disappointed. But... Oh, well. And this is the Master Green Fingers that I looked up, so...
Okay.
It's still crap. Sigh. Well, so, you were saying,
That is too bad.
Mm.
But there's a few other interesting ones. Dark magic causes your damaging magic to have a chance to deal a corrupting damage effect over time. I'm not sure what that is, but I guess, like, you know, that's something you might want to have if you're fighting glaciers, but... You know, if you're doing that, maybe you want the one that slows prayer drain down instead. It's just most of these auras don't seem useful, that you might as well focus on the ones that are actually useful.
Mm.
There's also one called regeneration. Regenerates health over time, so increases your health regeneration rate. But once again, if you're fighting big monsters, what's the point in that?
Yeah, that'd kind of just be another one to add to the list of health regenerating stuff that would be handy to have for normal monsters. I don't know. It's been a long time since I've played. I don't remember the terminology and everything.
And there's a Berserker Aura, which gives you an attack and strength boost and cost for defense. But what's the point? I'm wondering what the point of this is when they could be putting these effects into other items in the game. I mean, give them as rewards from quests. That would be a perfect idea, I think. And that would also pacify the people who don't like having to buy auras with points. I mean, it just makes more sense. You improve quest rewards, and you give these items as rewards from quests. I mean, that's standing out for me. And I think I might have said this a few times in the past, too.
I mean, I don't really agree with buying auras and things like these with loyalty points. Definitely, these could easily be added to existing things in the game. The kind of things that loyalty points should be used for are outfits and emotes.
Which we got also here.
So basically everything except for auras. So that's probably a good time to move on in that case to...
Yep, moving on to the...
other things that they introduced.
Like things like the Musketeer outfit, Aztec outfit, the Highlander, the Colonist, and... that's pretty much it. Musket.
Musketeer?
Yeah, musketeer. I mean, not... See, I just stopped saying the word, so musket. You know what a musket is, right?
A rifle?
Yes. Yeah, muskets in RuneScape. I think that'd be a good idea. That's the next add-on to the range skill. Muskets. Right. That wasn't funny. I don't know why I'm laughing.
Sorry. I mean...
Okay. So, I'd like the Colonist outfit, actually. I might actually buy that. What do you think?
The Colonist one. Colonist. That one. I can only see a small thing.
I'm trying to make it go bigger, but you know, it's not really. It should make it go bigger.
I saw it before because I was looking at these. Colonist outfit. All right, wiki. Let's see how that works. Oh, it doesn't even show. Oh, no, here we go. Outfit.
You know,
concept.
If you go to the December behind the scenes, you can see the concept page.
Yeah. Does it. Oh, I can see the colonial.
The colonial.
That's what
one,
it is, isn't it? Colonial. Sorry. Yeah, that does look quite good. The male one, at least. Actually, yeah, the female one.
Yeah. So that's what I'll probably buy out of this batch, I imagine, after upgrading my Reverence Aura.
How much does a full outfit cost of one of those? 4,000 points.
Yeah, 4,000. So maybe you'll want to buy that after the 12 days of Christmas.
Maybe if they do look good and
And
I have enough points.
Yeah. Now emotes are
if
also
I log
new.
In enough.
Once a day you gotta log in between December 25th and January 5th.
I don't know if I can manage that.
Emotes including Infernal Power, Tornado, Golf Clap, that's like how people in golf tournaments clap, you know? You're dead.
No, I don't.
Evil Laugh, Divine Power, Scream, and Lulcano.
As we discussed last week.
Yeah, I don't think I'd personally buy any of these. Maybe Golf Clap. I like golfing.
I want to see Lulcano.
Well, it shows a picture here, let's see. So we can watch a video of this. Let's see if this doesn't... Whoa.
Oh, really? You have a video? I was just trying to search for it, but instead I got Urban Dictionary as my first result. Lolcano.
No, I never.
LOL, except volcano style. Hilarious. Lolcano, an eruption of laughter. Used in a
That's
sentence.
Very helpful.
Zom WTF barbecue sauce ruffle volcanoes.
Okay. Yeah, I tried to see a video, but the videos are of the old ones. It would be nice to have videos of the new ones. Because,
yeah.
Like, how are people supposed to know what to buy? So.
Ooh, YTMND, volcano. Do I want
Should
to
be
see
careful what
this?
you click. Be careful what you click on the internets.
That was interesting.
All
Take my
right.
advice. Don't Google volcano.
Titles. Archon for 25,000 points. Witch King for 50,000 points. Justiciar for 20,000 points. Emperor, 30,000. The Awesome, 50,000. Prince, 15,000. That's it. Do you want to be Emperor Chief Snake?
I think the Awesome would suit me better, personally.
The Awesome Chief Snake, 50,000 points.
Does anyone want to donate me some loyalty points so that I can buy myself the Awesome?
Yeah, you see, that's another issue. You can't buy points. I mean, I think if they would have done what we said and make these auras quest-based and then have the loyalty points for the cosmetic things like that, then they could actually sell these loyalty points just as JX points and people could buy whatever they want.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's another way to make more money, too, for JX.
Yeah, but to be honest, I'm pretty glad they haven't done that.
Okay.
I think it's good that they've kept it how it is.
See, I took economics lots. That was my minor, so my idea is what's always the best way to make money with something. Yeah, people don't like me. They call me like a capitalist. Some people do. But anyways, that's beside the point.
Person.
Okay, so that's the loyalty points. On to some much more appreciated updates this week, including the money pouch.
And I haven't even logged in to see these yet. I feel like so, like I'm not doing my job anyway.
Well, there's not much to see with the money pouch. Basically, what happens is you withdraw some money from your bank, it goes into the money pouch. Money you pick up is put into your money pouch, and you cannot lose money from within your money pouch. And
that's,
you know,
cool.
I see why they did this. It's a perfect way to combat real-world trading. Because if people use the money pouch and they die in the wilderness to give money, they're not going to give that money.
Yeah, I guess.
But, you know, I think coins...
But you can just trade it to someone, can't you?
Yeah, you could, but that's easier to track, right?
Yeah, I suppose so.
So that's good in that JX is doing that. And another thing with this is that you can have up to 2.1 billion coins in your Lolcano. I mean, in your money pouch.
And what? In your Lolcano?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was just reading that page ago and I saw Lolcano, so I just said Lolcano. But
okay. Go on.
So you can have 2.1 billion coins in your money pouch, and you use that money pouch for all your money. So let's say you were to trade something else. I'm assuming that this means you have more than 2.1 billion coins, but, you know, I don't have 2.1 billion coins, so I can't confirm that.
Can't test this. We should find someone who can confirm that for us.
Yeah, it'd be nice to finally be rid of that thing. But I don't know. I think that's an okay update. It wasn't truly needed, but it's good to make the game more usable when it comes to GP. Next up is the tool belt. Now, this is something that everybody can get behind. Basically, every little tool in the game, chisels, hammers, needles, glass blowing pipes, molds for crafting amulets, fishing implements like your lobster pot, your fishing rod, your fly fishing rod, your harpoon, your crayfish cage, your farming tools, every farming tool, including spade, can go in there. So then you don't need to ever take those out when you go on a farming run again with a leprechaun. You just put them in your tool belt and you have them. ever.
How many things can you fit in your tool belt?
Quite a few, like upwards of 30.
Whoa!
Bronze pickaxe, hammer, chisel, bronze hatchet.
My bank is going to be, like, freed.
Knife, tinderbox, saw, pestle and mortar, machete, watch, chart, shears, new swan. That's under general, now under fishing. Crayfish cage, fishing rod, small fishing net, big fishing net, fly fishing rod, harpoon, lobster pot, and barbarian rod. Crafting. Needle, glass blowing pipe, amulet, mold, bracelet, necklace, ring, tiara, ammo, bolt, holy, unholy, sickle, and chain link molds. Then under farming, rake, seed diver, spade, gardening trowel, and secateurs.
Hmm.
And then you just use these and they just, you don't need to take them out of your tool belt.
Holy crap. This is going to be amazing for farming. I probably won't put anything else in it though, because I will have trouble keeping track of it.
Yes, the only
and
thing
I like to have lots
can't...
of them in my bank. But...
You can't have the magic green things in there.
Oh, yeah, magic secateurs.
Doesn't store those.
I wield those anyway, it's fine.
Yeah, it's part of our farming outfit.
Yeah, yeah. We got this
down. In case you ever
down.
Need to kill like a little imp or something on the road, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, that's a tool belt. And, you know, it eats these items, so it makes sense that you can only store the bronze pickaxe and bronze hatchet.
Yeah.
And they said over time, you know, we'll be looking at the way people are using this, taking your suggestions for other things that can be added to the tool belt.
Hmm.
But it's just a little button in the equipment screen of your character, so.
Interesting. I'm going to have to check that out.
Yeah, it's cool. It's a nice add-on. It really makes things simpler to play. And also 30 bank slots, so that brings us up to 468. So if you clear
Yay!
All this out, you'll have lots of bank space.
Woo! This is exciting. This is good. I can store my stuff again! Hooray! Okay, cool. Any other fixes this week?
Just as we thought last week with Polypore, they did end up making the tools in there last longer, and they reduced the slash defense of the poncho to balance that out. So as we were expecting, we said that, you know, this doesn't really last that long, so, you know, you might as well make it a bit longer, which is good. So I think this brings it up roughly to the time that Barrow's armor lasts for, which is good.
Mm-hmm.
We're good with that. Nothing really in the release notes to mention. Unless you were using Deflect Magic, because apparently that was boosting magic spells and made them hit incredibly high if you're using Vrax.
That's pretty funny.
I don't think there's anything else to mention really here.
A certain area near a rock wall in the desert no longer teleports the player to the other side of the wall. That's good to know.
Yeah, you know, the theory behind that is that they, when they build a wall, the square the wall is in can't be occupied by a player. So if, for instance, that wall was to disappear or be removed, and somebody were to go in that space, they would get teleported away. So, in effect, there is an invisible wall, even if there is no physical wall there.
So it's sort of like a safety measure for Jagex.
Yeah, a safety feature. Yeah, so in case anybody accidentally removes a wall or anything. Mm. Like, did you notice on your farming runs a few weeks back, in the Lumbridge area? I don't know if you go through that door.
Probably
at the back of
not.
Lumbridge Castle, but there was an extra door there, even if you had it open. So there were like two doors. You'd press open, one door would open, but the other one would stay shut, the graphics model, but you'd still be able to walk through it.
I don't know. I don't think I noticed that.
Okay.
Hmm.
And here's another funny one. The resource dungeon in the Polypore dungeon, the Dungeoneering resource dungeon, that is. Apparently, it had the icon of a cabbage last week.
Yeah, I saw that as well. Interesting. Hmm.
That's probably some developer just putting things in.
Just
you know
what it meant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Cool.
So that'll be that. Now, this next one was kind of contentious for some people. Basically, JIX is now supporting Google Chrome, which is a good thing, I think. At least. Do you think it's a good thing?
Sure, why not? But I don't actually have Google Chrome installed on here.
Oh, okay. Basically, what happens is now, if you log into the game using Google Chrome, you'll be awarded a pair of Chrome goggles. So basically, they say these are what an engineer would look like. They call it an eccentric engineer. So,
I might do that on my Mac, actually.
It works pretty nice on OS X. That's what the concept art looks like for the Chrome goggles.
Oh, okay. I will click that in a minute.
Also, with this, they said that they had a FAQ about this, specifically people asking. There's this one good FAQ question, the last one. What's next? McDonald's in Verac? And Mod Nexus says, well, you'd have to speak to the master farmer and drainer about that. Seriously, though, we have no intention of putting soft drink adverts into the bars throughout RuneScape or agility courses sponsored by athletic companies. Your browser is a separate entity and doesn't affect the immersion of gameplay that you'd expect in a game set to be in a magic medieval time. So, you know, there's some people on the forums, on our forums, discussing this, saying that basically JIX is selling out to Google for this, when really they're not, because a player has to make a conscious choice to install Google Chrome with this, and to actually play the game in Google Chrome when it will work in any other browser.
Yeah, it's not actually like this.
And there's no handicap for not using Google Chrome, you know?
Supporting them. Yeah, yeah.
So I don't see how that's the case, but I just see this as a way of JAGEX saying that, yes, we like Chrome. Lots of other companies do these deals with Google. Why don't we do one? And through the process, promote better web standards, you know? Because I think Chrome is the most standard compliant browser out there.
It's kind of smart. And it doesn't offer you any special features. It's just goggles, right?
Yeah, just goggles. Mm. And they say it's already the choice, our browser of choice, for 26% of their users, and they use it in the JIX offices themselves.
Oh, that's good. That's good. That's impressive. I thought they still used Internet Explorer.
Yeah, and you're buzzing if you moved your head or something different.
I shouldn't be buzzing. I just turned on my MacBook, but maybe it's because the power cord's right there.
Whatever you just did with your head position is fine right now.
Hmm.
But anyways, it's only available for a limited time, and they're not tradable, so be sure to grab yours. They say you have 1 month, so until January 5th to do these.
Well, I'm going to do that now, so I will let you know how that goes as soon as I get one.
Yep. And you know, it actually worked in Chrome, which was amazing, because a long time ago, RuneScape didn't work in Chrome on OS X.
I should hope it would if they're supporting it like that.
Yeah, it was pretty bad, so I haven't went fully over to using it yet. I still like the client, but, you know, it might as well, right?
Yeah.
So. Anyway, so that'll be that. And a player's gallery focusing on Halloween. They said Halloween seemed to be really popular theme last month, and they received so many pictures that they decided to up the number of galleries of 10 pictures in there from now on. So they put out more of their Halloween pictures in Gallery 29, and the winner was Mom and Baby Jad.
Mmm, cool.
It's a GIF.
Ooh. Why Halloween? Why? I don't get it. This doesn't seem like a good time for Halloween.
Yeah, you know, why didn't they do this in November? That's kind of what I was wondering. But, well, this is nice. Somebody made Elvarg's head out of a pumpkin.
That is cool. I'm trying to find it. I got to get to it.
Oh, it's linked.
Gallery here. It just links to the forums.
What?
I'm so confused.
It says the 29th edition of the Player's Gallery is now here for your viewing pleasure. At the top of
click
that
here.
Link in the notes.
Well, that's weird. Oh, sorry, I clicked on one below. It said just the Player's Gallery, but it was the feedback thread for it. Silly me. Okay. Gallery 29. Elvag's head. That is pretty cool. Could just be any dragon, but...
Yeah, that's true, and you guys don't do Halloween there, do you?
No, well, we don't do anything like that. No one does anything like that.
I like the one, let's see, which one is it? The fourth one on the top row by a Dragoon Hawk. I like that one. Guy with the scythe and slayer cape and the green skin. That's a good one.
Pretty respectable digital art there.
Yep.
I mean, that's not easy to do.
Of course, there's a few non-digital ones, so that's good.
Yeah.
Anyways, you guys can have a look at the rest of them on your own time, and they want people to know that on Monday, December 19th, that's the closing date for submitting the winter themes. So they say it's a time of year when everyone starts thinking about gifts, holiday events, and snow showers. A RuneScape Windtumber is the theme. Closing date is the 19th.
You know, oh, I see what you mean by the gift. This, sorry, I'm so behind.
Oh.
Yes, you should.
Yeah, but you know, anyway. You can't really draw, so... Oh, well.
That is sort of limiting.
I wonder if they'd take a stick figure.
I don't know if they would, unless you made a witty comic out of it, or a classy animation. Ooh, ooh, I heard a noise that sounded like, would you like, welcome to the members loyalty program. Would you like to go straight to the shop in Varric? It's free and completely safe. Go to shop if it gets me out of Demonheim.
Oh.
Now, where are my goggles? I don't see my goggles.
They're in your bag.
Ah, yes, congratulations, as soon as that thing went away. By using Google Chrome, you have qualified for a free gift of Chrome goggles. Oh my gosh, they look so cool. They've been added to your bank for you to collect at your leisure. I'm glad I have bank space. That couldn't have come at a better time.
Yeah, so there we go.
Hold on. I have to get them out of my bank. Right next to the bank. Oh, I can't click on the bank. This is so difficult. I need a mouse.
Hey, I use a trackpad to play RuneScape sometimes, so...
I used it for my last farming run, and it was shocking. It's not that bad, but I disabled the physical right-click on my trackpad, so I only have the... Two finger touch right click. Yeah,
that's what I used to.
Better most of the time. I prefer it. But it's too slow at recognizing it for anything on RuneScape.
I don't know. It completely seems to... I don't know. It feels like my hand is less stressed when I use a trackpad than the mouse. Sorry for that little digression there. But
I have Chrome goggles. Yeah! I'm so much better than everyone else.
Yeah, I'm actually going to wear these. Now you need to go update your picture at the photo booth thing sometime. But you know, the issue with the Chrome goggles is that they replace your hat.
Yeah. I think they need a separate slot.
Yeah, it would be good because...
Sometimes
you know,
I think that anyway.
They've made combination items before, like the My Mask and Beret. The Black Cavalier.
But it gets to the point where it's just silly.
Yeah, so like they could add just another spot for face, you know, and put mask kind of stuff on there. So
yeah,
or even make it a combined slot, you know, just that one of them can't have stats or something.
Yeah,
I don't know. Something could be done with it.
Somehow they should.
Anyways,
that's cool.
Yeah,
I like
chrome
these
goggles.
Chrome goggles. Get yours today. Let me go check my loyalty program stuff now.
What color is the what color are the lenses in game? I couldn't make it out really.
The lenses are red, and they sort of have cyan teal little bits around the sides.
Okay,
it actually reminds me of Chrome. Well,
that's true. That's what the circle with the three different colors there. Or four different colors, I mean.
I mean, yeah, you can't actually tell that it's not a Chrome logo or anything. It's just the colors.
Yeah, so it's not exactly advertising in game, you know? I mean, you're not wearing a big G on your back or something.
It doesn't even say that they're anything to do with Google once you've actually got them. It just says Chrome. They have an emote. I haven't done the emote. Emote Chrome goggles.
They do?
You need a clear area to perform this emote. What?
I didn't know they had an emote. I put them on. I didn't see the emote option. Is it a right click option?
Oh! Oh my god. That is a cool emote. Hold on. I'm going to do it again. Please wait a while before using this. Oh. You're kidding me.
What does it do?
You may now use your Chrome goggles emote again. Oh my god. I'm not even going to tell you. You have to find out for yourself. That was so cool.
Okay.
Think X-Men. Right.
Okay. I've never seen that.
Well, kind of. Not really, but...
Are you done? With your little goggles?
I'm
going gaga over your goggles?
I completely forgot what we were talking about
finishing up the player's gallery, then we were going to move on to questions. Then you logged in to get your goggles.
Sounds good. We can continue now.
All right, on to questions then. First one this week from RRman and Sorensen57.
This is RSBNB Update Questions, recorded December 2011, Episode 6, Speedy Shane.
Hello, Shane and Brad. It's me, RRMN100. I'm back, and guess who's with me this week?
Take a guess, Shane. It's the one, the only, the legendary. It's Sorensen 57.
Okay, a couple of easy questions this week. I just want to know what you're going to do with those extra deliciously tasty 30 bank spaces. I know that I don't need them because I've got like 100 free already, but Sorensen over here.
Hey, man, my bank's a hoarder's dream. Between the magical department where all the runes are and my rune hoarder tab, you can get lost in there for about a week just searching through all my rubbish.
That's just one tab, though.
Tabs? I don't need your stinking tabs. I've got this nice button in the bottom left-hand corner of my bank. Finds everything for me. My question is directed at you, Bradley Brattles. Why haven't you added me and RR Man on Facebook? We've got lovely profile pictures, clean profiles. We spent all this time finding you, hunting you down, finding out who you are. Back to you, RR Man.
There we go.
New high score!
Oh, but I could have sworn that was at least 2 minutes long. Oh well.
Well, until next week. See you, Shane, and I hope to poke you later, Brad.
He means on Facebook, of course. Peace out.
I don't know what to say.
Okay, bank space. I'm just going to use my bank space to collect more quest items. That might seem useful to me. Rather
That's
than destroying
terrible.
Them and going back for
That's
them.
That's a shocking idea.
Well, what would no, you rather me use really. Them for?
Fair enough. Oh, so with this with this tool belt, I'm just going to... go back a little bit. So there's a set list of items that you can store? Yes, there is. Oh, I get it.
Yeah, and I read
that's
the
quite good
the
then.
Show.
That's quite good.
Yeah.
So you can
yeah.
store a rake, a seed dipper, a spade, a gardening trowel, and cicatures. Not bad. Okay,
yes,
I'm going to log out now so I don't keep interrupting.
Okay. So what
bank
are you going to use your bank space for?
Bank space. Good question. Well, I have 430 of my spaces occupied at the moment, which was almost
okay. So you got an extra 30.
Occupying it. So I have an extra 30, which is I have an extra 38-ish, I think now, which is good. So basically, I'm just going to use it to hold everything that I couldn't hold before, which was, I mean, it's nothing really surplus. It's just going to be handy for stuff that I pick up.
Yeah, and when you're really at the margin like that, it makes sense. I was before this update, I was only at like 415, so I'm not as much in need as you are.
Yeah. I mean, my bank is full with everything that I need. I don't need anything more than what's in there or anything less. So I'm in a good position now that they've brought out these extra ones, I think. But, yeah.
Okay.
Anything
and
for you?
The other question that was, I already said, just extra quest items that I think that might be useful rather than destroying.
Oh, sorry. Yes, sorry. I heard that. I just got distracted. What was the next part of the question? Oh, was that me? Right.
Yeah, the Pokepoke part.
Right. Shane and I had a good laugh about this before when we previewed the questions. It was a shame that Shane wasn't recording, otherwise we would have just reproduced it, replayed that here now, because it would have been so much funnier. And it's a shame that they won't make the clip show. But basically, I just cracked up when I realized that it was you guys who added me, because I actually have a mutual friend with one of you. And so I thought that it was just one of his friends randomly adding me for no reason at all. no offense, but if I knew who you were, I might have considered it. yes. I'll think about it. but I'm glad I know who you are now. It's good to know.
Yeah, it's always good to know who people are, eh? All right.
Anyway,
so it's just the small country you three live in.
Yeah, typical. I'm not terribly surprised, but well done finding me. Congratulations.
Thank you both of you for even the question and speeding it up a bit. So with that, the next one is from GT1551.
Hey guys, it's GT1551. I am asking a question for the first time. So, I wanted to ask your opinions on skilling versus combat, and I also wanted to know how you got on with it and if you liked it. And I also, last but not least, anyone with combat, like more information, would you ask someone to maybe join the show one or two episodes to give more information? Thanks, guys. Bye.
Okay, skilling versus combat. You first.
Oh, what about it? What was he wondering?
I don't know. What do we think of it?
I prefer skilling. Okay. I like combat because it doesn't require doing much. It's easy. But otherwise, I prefer putting some thought into the way I play the game. So, skilling. I suppose that's why, really.
Yeah, me too. And also, I treat combat as skilling. Like, if it's time that I need to do something, I will treat combat the way I treat any other skill and do it in a short burst up to a certain level. Just like I did the last time when I got my strength from 90 to 95. So I do both. I work them all together, but emphasis on the skilling. Combat when I need either fundraising or somebody that shouldn't be beating me in combat comes up from behind and starts beating me, I will attempt to get a few combat levels on them. Right now I'm combat level 133 with 88 Slayer and 99 Attack. Those are the two notable combat skills that I have. So it's not, I don't do combat. I actually do combat quite a bit to have level 133, as you can probably imagine from you having level 137. So it's not that I don't ignore combat. I just do the other skills at the same time while doing it. And, you know, I think it makes combat more useful, because where's the fun in combat if you're just buying everything off the Grand Exchange with your own money that you get from combat? Why not put some of your effort from, say, Herblore or something, or fishing if you're a fisherman, and use that for combat as well? So I like to work those skills into my combat routine.
That's good. I can't really remember the last time I trained combat hard out as such. I mean, I've only sort of trained it a little bit at a time. Not really concerned about how quickly I was going with it. Which is good, yeah. I suppose. That's the way combat should be trained. But it's weird. I just hadn't thought about it.
Yeah, I agree
much.
With you there. And anything else on that before I address the second one?
Nope. Go for it.
Okay. As regard for somebody coming on the show related to combat, combat is a pretty broad term. And as I said, I have 133 combat. And I think, what are you there, Chief? 125?
Five, I think, yeah, on members. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, so, I mean, it's not like we don't have combat experience, so we can pretty much handle any combat update that comes out, short of killing Nex, which I do think we had Risei on back in January when Nex came out. So if there is something like that we can't just do or we're too scared to do, we will get somebody like that, but not something for, in general, combat related. But anyways, just a reminder, if you are looking to come on the show here, GT1551, if that's what you are wondering with this question, we are running the Get on the Show contest, where you can submit a clip for the clip show and tell us your favorite RS update of the year or our favorite moment. And if you enter that in, we will select you to come on. Maybe, depending on how you justify it.
Mm-hmm.
Did I do a good job there justifying... or not justifying, promoting our show contest with that? I think I did.
Yeah, I switched off for a bit, but more or less.
Okay. Anyways, we got one more audio question this week. Is from a fellow supposedly named Jerry Springer. I wonder if that's his real name.
Your host of RSB&B Update, Jerry Springer here, and I have a tech-related question for you guys. I recently installed a cracked version of Windows 7 Ultimate that my uncle gave to me. I recently tried to update it, and Microsoft caught me, of course. So now I have a black screen saying this copy of Windows is not genuine on the bottom right-hand corner. I was wondering if you guys could help me out, considering that I have Windows 7 pre-installed on my computer, and I have a serial code on the bottom of my computer. Thank you so much for taking my question, Jerry Springer.
The joys of Windows, eh?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it has a serial number probably written on the side, chances are that requires a restore disk. And if you didn't get restore disks or you lost them, your best course of action there would probably be to call the company you got the computer from. Because, you know, as you said, Windows itself is really shouldn't be hacked like that, and you know there's kind of no reason for doing that. It's not a good thing to do, but there are times when Windows activations will genuinely fail, and you know this doesn't sound like one of those times, so I wouldn't advise you to do what I'm
fail.
Going to tell you to tell
funny
you what you're going to do.
Them genuine.
Yeah, Windows genuine advantage. I've had my Windows activations fail before when I just reinstalled for no apparent reason. Maybe I changed a graphics card or something, but sometimes it just didn't activate. So the solution for that is to call Microsoft up and give them the code the screen gives you, and they will activate it for you over the phone. You just have to explain yourself. But as I said, using a cracked version, that really isn't the thing you want to do. The thing you want to do for that is go to your manufacturers and get the legit DVDs that you're supposed to have and reinstall that way using the code on the side of your computer.
That's a pretty good explanation for it. Sounds like a pain to do, I guess, but once you do it, you're your suite for a while, I guess.
Yeah, and you know, it's Microsoft's attitude really on this whole thing, because a regular user shouldn't have to come up with that kind of thing. I mean, just look at OS X; they don't use any kind of activation thing like that, and they're fine. Granted, it can only run on a limited set of hardware, but even with that, you can buy one copy of OS X for $30 and install it on as many Macs as you want. And then we're not even going to say Linux, because, you know, that's just the whole nature of Linux. That's free.
Damn straight.
And that's what you use, Linux and OS X, sometimes.
Sometimes. And Windows, unfortunately.
So you got your feet in all three camps, then?
Yeah.
All right.
Which is a good place to be. I think it's a rather objective position.
Yeah, it is. It is. I mean,
it's good.
I'm like that too. I use Windows,
but it
for
also
gaming.
Sucks
because
I like
Linux
bits
at this
of each
point.
Of them.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yes. That's right. So, anyways, next one's from Trekkie. Oh, mighty Shane. Bots are starting to come back on the RS world. Do you believe they will impact on RS as much as before, or will they have a smaller impact on RS? What bots are you talking about? I checked in and I haven't seen any bots anywhere. The world counts are still low. The player count is still low. Trekkie, I don't know what bots you're talking about, but I don't see any bots in game. And the only bots I know that are still there are the color bots, if that's what you're talking about. But I haven't seen anywhere that's as bad as they were before. I'd like him here to talk about this, but he's not, so we're gonna just have to go the long way around with this. And you know, I don't think they will be back. It's such a good system they implemented, they won't. So anyways, we got that one out of the way quickly. You want to read the next one?
Okie dokie, which one's that? Hi Shane and Brad, I'm a relatively new member to RSVNB and have to say you guys do an amazing job. My question is regarding your thoughts on Ictophantis worship versus Gilded Altar in training prayer. I'm currently working on 99 prayer and cannot decide which route to take. The Gilded Altar requires about 5,000 more bones, which is around 26 million at the moment. Holy crap when you put it that way. However, while it is more expensive, it is much faster than the process of worshipping the Ictophantis. Also, do you see Jagex putting in any kind of items that can be bought strictly with Ecto tokens? As of this moment, they seem pretty much useless. Keep up the great work from Just Ara. That's a good point you make about Ecto tokens, that last point. I've always wondered that myself since I got them in the first... Well, yeah, got my first Ecto tokens. And I suppose... Yeah, if you're actually worshipping the Ictophantis to 99 prayer, one would hope that they would introduce something to do with them. But yeah, apart from that, I don't know. Shane, do you have any thoughts on this? You do a lot more prayer than I do.
Yeah.
Very religious.
First on the Ecto tokens. Yeah, I know I am. So the Ecto tokens, I think, will be useful at some point in the future once the whole My Rec series is finished, because... you know, the Eastern Lands are still going to be under development, so who knows? There might be something to spend them on down there. So that's just that. But honestly, I'd just save the money and go with the altar for two reasons. First one, obviously, the price. Second reason is that just using the altar is so much more efficient in that you don't have to collect slime and you don't need to crush the bones. And... I think that's what the majority of people do to 99 these days.
Yeah, I'm sure they would. But you would be spending 25 mil more, 26 mil, on doing that as opposed to Ecto. Is that worth it? How much more time would that take?
Well, you know, that's the thing. Oh, did I say it was cheaper to do the altar?
Yeah, you well.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. I got that mixed up then.
I knew it wasn't.
Okay.
But...
yeah. Well, then the benefit of the altar itself is that you don't have to collect the slime and you don't have to grind the bones. I don't know what level he is right now, but you know what? I'd maybe suggest looking at to save some money here. Two things, kind of. You can see what you want to do. First thing might be to buy your bones in increments. I don't know what you're at now, but buy them in smaller increments. Just buy enough to get to the next level. Next, like, milestone, like, do 80, 85, 90, 95, etc. You could do that. Save some money. Maybe they'll go down. I don't know. Don't trust me for monetary advice here. The next idea might be to look into Infernal Ashes. Because you don't need to crush those, and you just need to collect the slime for them. And they are cheaper, but yes, they have less XP. I haven't done a cost analysis on this, but that's something you might want to look into.
Oh, okay.
Because I went for 95, and rather than just collecting the bones, I just used the ashes on my altar and called it done. So there's two options for you. And, you know, I don't know. I guess it depends if you have money to burn. And if not, I can see why you'd want to save that, and that's what people used to do. But do you really want to spend all that time collecting the slime and whatnot? So, I mean, if you had a yak, that might be something to look at, because you can almost effectively double your inventory space with that. So, I don't know. It'll depend on whether or not you have a yak and whether or not you want to look at the ashes, like I said, or if you just want to go in small increments to see if the price goes down. So, personally, I just did ashes because they were cheaper. But then they tanked after, but that was a different time, so of course that advice is not valid. So, just do a price analysis with ashes and see what you think. But, it's, do you value your time at 26 million GP? Can you make 26 million GP in the time you save? If you were to do that with the thing, can you make that 26 million GP? How valuable is your time? That's something you have to ask yourself.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Sounds about right.
Anything else on that one?
Nope. Thank you, Justara.
All right. Next one from Firering 401. Shane, what are your views on internet porn? As a 17-year-old teenage boy, I think it is perfectly acceptable. I also hold the belief that every teenager, young adult, and many older adults watch porn in a daily, weekly basis. Also, what are your thoughts on tools that empower women to spy on their man or to find their porn in response to a tool that's been recently popularized? Thank you for answering my question. Okay, so another one of these types of questions. Don't get me wrong. It's not that I don't like answering them. It's just that you're going to get my opinion, and I don't think you're going to like it. Personally, I have the view that porn should be illegal. What people decide to do with themselves should just be between themselves. It shouldn't be broadcast anywhere or sold for any cost of any kind. So that's my view on porn in general, internet or otherwise. I think it should be illegal.
Yeah. I think I kind of agree as well. As for the second part of your question, I have no idea what you're talking about. Tools that
yeah, I've not heard of any tools like that have been made popular recently. But then I don't look for those kind of tools.
Or to find their porn?
Yeah.
Hmm.
There is a good XKCD a while ago about that very subject.
Yeah.
Remember that one?
Yes.
We should post a link to that.
Yeah, if I had porn on my computer, my women wouldn't find it. I wouldn't be too concerned about that.
Anyways, so there's our views on that. And in regards to the tools, what's wrong with that? I mean, it's people can download and put whatever they want on their computer, right? And software developers can make what they want. So if there's a business in that, good, go for it. But I'm wondering how you find...
Isn't that the same excuse you could use for advocating porn itself? If there's a business in that, then go for it.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it's a different issue. It's not a totally monetary issue. It's something you're using a person for.
Yeah, that's true.
It's a moral issue.
Well, I mean, so could the other one be a moral issue, but yeah, no. I
guess it could be, couldn't it? But you know,
I'm just trying to stir up the
yeah, devil's advocate. Just let's be clear here that there's people on RSBNB who say I'd be best friends with Mark Zuckerberg because we have the same views on privacy on the internet.
Okay, I don't know what those are.
So,
but
never mind. Basically, you don't need to worry about it.
Yeah, I didn't think so. Next question is from Merciful. Text question this week due to David Bowie breaking my internal gyroscope, labyrinthitis. I don't know what that means.
It's an inner ear condition because the inner ear controls your balance.
Yeah, I thought it might be something like that. Internal gyroscope.
So I'm guessing he went to a David Bowie concert and
That makes sense. I didn't realize. Yeah. The money part is an interesting addition to the game. Do you think that this will eventually be expanded to other currencies such as Tokel, Trading Sticks, and Ectofont as tokens, or stay just as GP? Do you think that this will make more people pick up coin drops and thus bring more money into the game? Interesting questions.
That's a great idea. Because then it's just like a debit card in real life, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there's...
You don't need anything physical. You just have a value associated with it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I don't see why you need that. Anyways, why did they make it so you can withdraw coins from the money pouch? Why not just be able to do that at a bank like you can with a debit card, right? Like, why not just use that money pouch for everything and just have access to all your money wherever you are? Kind of thing. But I agree with you there. That's first one's a good idea. I say yes, go for it. Second one, I don't know. I always pick up my coins. Unless it's something like a man that only drops two.
I don't know. I pick up coins if it makes sense to pick up coins. It depends how much they drop. I work out how much I am likely to receive from coin drops for the total time that I will stay at that place, and then work out if it makes sense to pick them up as opposed to something else. So yeah, it probably won't change how... Actually, it will. I mean, because I'll probably pick up everything. All coins, always.
Yeah, I always pick them up, because you know what they say, a penny saved... is a penny earned.
Yeah, it's all been based on inventory space for me. But since this eliminates the problem of not having inventory space, then yeah, I'll probably always pick them up.
Alrighty. Thank you there, Merciful.
That's about all, though.
Next one is from 300 Henry, and apparently you're named Minion. So, dear Shane and Minion. What kind of music do you like? Do you think small updates like the coin pouch and the tool belt are making the game too easy? Also, I just want to say that podcast is insert swear here awesome from Comrade Weird on RS.
What kind of music do you like, Shane?
Oh, I don't really listen to any music, so you can go right ahead with this one.
Do you like Adam Lambert?
Oh, not really.
Are you sure about that?
Yes, I'm sure about that.
Okay. Are you sure you don't listen to anything else?
Yeah, I'm sure.
What about contemporary Canadian bands like Nickelback?
Nope. Nope.
Celine Dion?
Nope.
Really? I know you like Celine Dion deep down. Everyone likes Celine Dion. They just too don't want to admit it.
Like you.
I like Celine Dion. Dion has an amazing voice. I don't listen to her very often, but I like her.
Montreal? In moderation. In Canada?
Yes.
And actually, I also Nickelback is from Alberta here.
Haha, wow. Actually, I didn't know that. That's impressive. Maybe that's why everyone hates them.
I don't know.
It probably is. Let's be honest, Shane.
Well, now they say they're from Vancouver, so, you know, I don't know if that... Maybe that could be the reason, changing their image.
All right, then. I've been listening to a lot of Nightwish lately because they have a new album out called Imaginarium. So, yeah, I listen to a lot of stuff from heavy metal all the way to opera, like Celine Dion and Il Divo and people like that. Yeah, so
okay.
Yeah, Metallica. Yeah, all the way through to that. Yes, so I have a lot of different interests. I also like lot of gay artists. I could go on for quite some time naming those. Clay Aiken, Elton John, Will Young, Adam Lambert, just to name a few.
That's interesting. That's interesting.
What's the other one? George Michael.
Elton John.
Oh, well, yeah, a little bit. Have you seen the movie? You haven't seen this movie. Romeo and Juliet?
No.
Okay. Everything in that movie is composed by Elton John. It is sort of, but it has a lot of Shakespeare references that kids wouldn't be able to understand. It's just kind of funny to get those. Not that I really like Shakespeare in the slightest.
Oh, that's too bad.
I'm running out of gay artists. Help me out here, Shane.
I don't know. I don't keep track of them. Westlife, I just thought
they're not actually gay, but they're a boy band.
Isn't that a boy band? Yeah.
It's close enough. U2. No, you didn't get that one. No.
Never mind. I didn't.
Okay, well, that'll do.
I think that means you're pretty much all over the board then.
I'm all over those boys.
The board.
I know, that's what I thought you were going to say, though.
Yeah, anyways. Small updates like the coin pouch and tool belt making the game too easy? No, I call those usability updates.
Yeah, in a way you can say they make the game too easy, but in another way, it's an advancement for the game too, and
yeah, and it's not like they're magic or anything. They're not too overpowered. I mean, tool belts exist in real life.
It's like inflation. As the game becomes more easy, that will just be how it is, and then the game will be harder. Does that make sense?
Good. Yeah, very good analogy there. I'm not much of an economist,
but
that's very good. That's very good. That's good. I like that.
That's how I imagine it'll be anyway.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we're glad you like the podcast and you feel the need to use explicit words to describe it. That's good.
Yes. Yes, we do. Thank you, Comrade Weird. Next question is from the German. My friends, today is a glorious day. I write this on late Wednesday night after FC Basel has defeated, FC Manchester United 2-1 and therefore eliminating Manchester from European Champions League, one of the biggest football upsets I have been alive to see, and I was at Basel Stadium to witness live also. This, as always in my nerdy brain, made me think of RuneScape when I play next. So my question to you, what is the most surprising or startling thing you have ever seen happen in RuneScape? Danke from the German.
Oh, quite simple. Seeing free trade coming back and then seeing them actually able to remove the bots this October.
Actually, yeah. Yeah, the bots. I'm annoyed that I wasn't around to see that, because if I had sort of been here for it and been able to witness the extermination, then it probably would have been a lot more exciting to me, because that must have been a historic moment, I imagine.
Yeah, it was, when you can go in a world and there's less than 100 people in it.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. I mean, it doesn't stand out to me because I wasn't part of it, but yeah, if it was.
And, you know, we never thought free trade in the wilderness would come back, but this time last year, they were just ramping up for the poll for that. And really, I was quite surprised when they actually, when it actually did come back, and seeing the results, it wasn't really no shock that people did want it back. And then, so it came back. That was surprising that they would go to that. And then the fact that the bots came back, that was to be expected, kind of. But the fact they were able to get rid of the bots in one update, cut them down like that, and implement such a feat of engineering like that, that really was something that surprised me, happily surprised me this past
year.
Yeah.
Actually, it's pretty amazing that they've managed to do that. They brought back the thing that increased the bots to, the highest numbers that we've ever seen. But then they single-handedly wiped them all out. I mean, it took a while, but they got there and did it in one update. Like you said, yeah.
Yeah. And the thing that in the future that will be most startling or surprising if it ever happens will be finishing off the Elf's Quest series.
Yeah, true.
So, yeah. Thank you, German. Last question now from Jackie. Quick question. Do you think that RuneScape is becoming easier? Effigies for free XP, the tool belt, etc. And how do you guys recommend I go about starting my new blog? And where would you recommend I get a domain name? Thanks, Jackie. RuneScape becoming easier again. The subject of being easier. I guess... You know what I've learned over this past year in regards to this subject? Is that the game is not becoming easier per se. It's becoming filled with extra convenience features that make us, the veterans, feel like the game is getting easier. But if you were just starting out, this would be the game as it is, and there would be no perception of it being harder beforehand. So I think what we're seeing is a bunch of usability changes and stuff that are convenience features making the game easier for people.
Yeah. And also, let's remember, every time they do this, usually they're adding features which make it easier rather than integrating them with something that already exists. I mean, stuff like make all and make X type stuff. That's integrating it with something that exists already, whereas the tool belt is something extra that you have to learn how to use.
Yes, that's right.
So, from a new player's perspective, I think it just makes it more to grasp when you're beginning. I could be wrong.
That's a good point. Because there are now four buttons on that equipment page that you can press. Show items on death, price checker, your current equipment stats, and now the tool belt.
It's actually becoming a very complex game, and you realize that when you come back from almost a year of not playing and realize how much you've missed out on, how much you have to catch up with. So, that's hard.
Yeah, it is.
Otherwise, it is making the game more convenient. But let's also remember that it's only going to be difficult relative to the rest of the people playing and NPCs and things. And NPCs are constantly getting more difficult to fight. Well, sort of. And the rest of the players around you will probably just take advantage of the same things that you will, and so they will gain XP just as fast as they did. And essentially nothing will change.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. And essentially, the more things change, the more they stay the same.
I hate to say it, but yes. Yeah. In this case, that does apply.
Okay. Next part, starting a blog.
You can answer that one. I'm
WordPress.com.
Oh, good. You would still offer that. Yep. That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, WordPress.com, definitely. I think you can use a custom domain name with that. You should be able to.
Yeah, pretty sure you can.
Yeah, you need to pay $99 a year if you want to use a custom domain name with WordPress.com. But
seriously?
Really, that's not too bad. Yeah, to have 99. A custom domain name. Yeah, $8.25
a month.
You could
do a lot better than that somewhere else, couldn't you?
Yes, but the thing is, if you want to do that, then you have to...
I guess they do
set
it up
yourself,
all
right?
For you.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
And it's all managed,
I mean,
and everything. You don't need to worry
fine.
About it.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't need to worry about load. So if you post something popular, you're not going to take WordPress.com down. Whereas if you're on a shared server, yes, you will take that server down.
True. Yeah. True.
So that's what I'd recommend. And if, like we said, if you have any website experience and you just want to host one yourself, just use WordPress.org and install that yourself on your hosting. But I don't know. I just go with WordPress.com if you don't already have hosting.
Yeah.
And custom domain name, they buy it for you. So that's also a good thing with that. You don't need to go through the hassle of setting all that up. You don't need to become somebody that knows how to set up domain names and whatnot, which really is annoying sometimes. So I just do that.
I suppose that is good.
Another option you could use is Squarespace, which I think I mentioned a few weeks ago. You can definitely do a blog with it, but it's also got the ability to have just act as a more general website. And it's also got a good editing suite for editing the template, whereas I think WordPress is more restrictive in the themes you can use. So just keep that in mind, either Squarespace or WordPress. Ah, yeah, see, you'd also have to pay for the custom design thing with that. So if you want a custom design and you want your own domain name, maybe look into Squarespace, because I think Squarespace is cheaper than that. Not sure, though. But either one of those is good. You don't need to do like Chief did here and code his own system.
But that was cheap.
I said Chief.
Yeah, I know, but that was cheap.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but you know what you're doing, and that's what you live by doing. So that's you. Mm-hmm. But if you wanted to buy a domain name just in general, the place I use now is hover.com. A lot better than GoDaddy. They don't try and keep you and stuff, and they've got a much more clean website and it's easier to use. So that'll be that.
Very good.
On to tech news now. A good deal of social in this tech news this week. Because it is years wrapping up, and Facebook is making a change here, finally, I guess. First, Twitter. Twitter's year in review. So Twitter put up this website at yearinreview.twitter.com. Each day they're going to be showcasing something else that happened in the year. So, for instance, the first was the year in stories, who joined, then this week Hot Topics, and then Tweets Per Second. So if we go to the Tweets Per Second page, we can see that the most tweeted thing this year was on August 28th, the MTV Video Music Awards. Was the most tweeted at 8,800 tweets per second. Well, the Royal Wedding got 3,966, and Osama bin Laden getting killed got 5,106. Then you can also look at other things. Oh, Steve Jobs passes away. That's also here. That got 6,049 tweets per second. Who joined? So basically, think of who joined. So it's basically just a nice way of looking at the year in Twitter. So that's at yearinreview.twitter.com. And, you know, you can really see that this is the year, I think, that Twitter actually took off in the mainstream, if you look at all these high-profile people who are joining. Personally, I don't think that... I just find the whole celebrity buzz on Twitter, quite frankly, annoying. The main thing I use Twitter for is a news source, just follow news things. And as we said before with Summified, that's how I get my news. So...
yeah, I kind of do the same also. Thing.
Yeah. World news, cities and countries. Cairo was topped. Egypt, Japan, Libya, Tokyo, Dallas, Vancouver, Hawaii, Joplin, and Austin. And the number one tech theme on Twitter was the Mac App Store, strangely. Just a little bit weird.
Interesting.
Firefox was 4. iPod was a 10, so... I don't know, you guys can look at the rest of this on your own time. But It's out, and as usual with this time of year, it's interesting to look back on the year that was. All right, next up, the Facebook timeline is arriving. This is that thing that they showed back in September at F8. Basically a way to view your timeline from apparently when you're born all the way to now. So you have it, so yeah. Tell us a bit about it, actually interacting with it.
Oh, so much effort. Well, in that case, let me go to my timeline.
Oh, so it's not the default view?
Pardon?
It's not the default view?
Oh, no, it is. I mean, just go to my page. Okay. I wasn't on it. Yeah, basically your timeline, it will look immediately different to a regular Facebook page because it starts off with a big photo up the top and they let you choose a cover photo. So right now, because I'm a nerd, I wanted to showcase that. So my cover photo was a picture of the three hard drives in my computer. Apart from that, it's the same sort of stuff. It's all just organized in a more, friendly, design-focused way. It looks better than it did before, in my opinion. Okay. It's still the same Facebook blue. Pretty plain-looking. But, yes, you can use links on the side which can quick-scroll down to different times of the year. For example, mine shows November, October, and then the rest of 2011. Lumped in as one thing, then 2010, 2009, 2007. So, whereas in the past you couldn't actually scroll all the way down to the beginning of a person's wall, unless you wanted to spend half an hour or so doing it. Whereas now you just go 2007, which was back when I joined, or back to when I was born. Born on March 12th, 1993.
2007. Oh, okay.
No. Scrolling back, yeah, because it shows 2007 and then it shows everything before that. So it shows born then. Older siblings. What? Why is my brother my older sibling? Oh, right, that's because he's an age difference. Awkward, okay. I have two older siblings, whereas I only actually have one. Wonder how that happened. Anyway. But yeah, right. What else did you want to know about it?
I was just going to say that this confirms, I think, that Facebook is the designy kind of system, while Google Plus is on the more utilitarian side of things, I guess.
I guess. And I don't know. I can't really tell where it's headed, as opposed to Google Plus anyway. I don't know.
Like, because Google Plus actually like it's trying is... to do?
Yeah, Google Plus is actually right now more like Facebook used to be than Facebook is right now.
Yes, yeah, that's true, isn't it?
Yeah, with the timeline feature at least. So, Google Plus is more straightforward, and in a way, I like it.
Yep.
I like the simplicity of just having recent items sorted by the date that they were posted kind of thing. That's all I want. I don't want all of this... second-guessing, trying to make it highlight stories that I want to see first, because I don't want to see some
of those. Yeah, if you want the best of your stream, there are plenty of services that do that, Somify being one of them.
Yeah, and I don't want that.
Where do you think it's going? Is it trying to be like a scrapbook of your life, maybe? Like, that's
possibly
the one thought when doing all the reading on timeline here. And, you know, that would make sense in that now we're seeing a bit of differentiation between timeline and plus.
Yeah, possibly. I don't know why, though. I mean, it's good. I like timeline. It is really confusing. I mean, what they do now is, I don't really know the purpose behind it. It's probably just to save screen space and stuff. But they have posts down in two columns. And to me, the two columns make no sense at all. It just makes it look 10 times more confusing. And it's silly.
Yeah, you know, that's one thing in the design, I think. If you shift that off to the left or right, then just have things coming out like a line in the bubble for whatever the event is or something, maybe that would be a better idea.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's also worth noting that for some reason you guys in New Zealand are the first ones to get it.
Yeah, I actually heard that. Why is that?
I don't know.
Isn't it handy that you have me on the show?
Well, you know, it could be because you're such a small country.
Yeah, easy to roll out.
And it's easy to turn on something for one country.
Yep.
So, anyways, so that's timeline. And there's people, there's a gallery on this post of people using it as a way to design something. Like, there's this one guy that has a, 404 error. Then his profile picture has a thought bubble coming out that says, kidding. And this other one has a like an art gallery, and his profile picture's is in one of the frames of the art. It's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
But you know, if somebody wanted to, they could do such a thing on a website aside from Facebook and have it be like a live stream kind of thing, you know? Except you're importing not just from there, but everything you do online, maybe. That might be some kind of more interesting way of doing it than just locking it into Facebook, because I know people out there don't like Facebook for what they do and everything, and there was actually a mishap with this timeline thing where some people's information was made public by accident with it. So, I don't know. Did I lose you? Oh, okay.
No.
I got really quiet. I don't know. I'm done with this. Do you have anything else?
No, not really.
Okay. And then just a side note, another UI update. I haven't even turned my Xbox on to take a look at this, but the new Xbox dashboard is out, and it looks surprisingly like Windows 8, kind of, with the tiles and whatnot. So that's the direction Microsoft is heading. And it should also be noted that this version is optimized for Kinect. So you can wave your hands at the screen and stuff, and just hope you don't have a glass in front of you, because I almost knocked my little glass of water over here. Waving at my fake Kinect. Oh, and you can also talk to it. So, for instance, you can say Xbox, Bing, RuneScape Bits and Bytes, Xbox, play Skyrim, Xbox, play Modern Warfare 3, Xbox, open Netflix, Xbox, play said movie from Netflix.
That's kind of cool, I guess.
Yeah, you know, that is nice from that, but I just hope that that it'll be usable enough that people will jump onto it and use it if they have an Xbox, because this is kind of positioning the Xbox as a media device, kind of like the Apple TV does, even more so than it did before, which is a good thing, I think, for the Windows people. So, I'll probably turn my Xbox on at some point on the weekend and take a look at it. PC gaming.
Sounds
That's
good.
Why the Xbox doesn't get turned on.
Okay, tech news done. Other things. Let's start wrapping up.
December skill of the month. Smithing. Alta winning with 2.4 million XP. We've got pretty much a tie for second, third, and fourth. Down to less than 10k experience difference here. Between Mastopane 1, 656k. J-Bob Man, 645k. And Brian with 643k experience.
So that's rather interesting.
Alta pretty far ahead with 2.4 million XP gained. Everybody else kind of far back. So
averaging 350k a day.
Yeah, that's got to be plate bodies with stealing creation.
He's doing well.
So that's
this so looks like a good skill month, or at least for that one guy anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's the last skill of the month of the year. So remember that we'll be doing the
True.
Skill of the year thing with everybody's XP getting counted, and whoever gains the most wins. So even if you're not in first, second, or third here, definitely, definitely no reason to stop, as your XP will keep getting
counted. Yeah, because if he continues at this rate, he'll probably win Skill of the Year as well.
Yeah, I don't know what that's at. I haven't looked.
Well,
at yet.
Yeah, I have no idea either, but he's gaining a lot of XP. Okay. Achievements of the wait.
Oh no, yeah, he'll have no trouble because in September the lion got 20 million fletching experience.
Oh. Don't say that.
What? What's oh?
Don't be discouraging for anyone else. You might want
to
cut
that. All right, achievements of the week then. Yogo Sin, 99 smithing on December 5th. Congratulations to you.
Congratulations. Jay Meissene got 99 crafting on the 1st of December. Congratulations.
And Aaron, he got 99 rune crafting on November 30th. Job to you as well. Actually, good job to all of you for these achievements. All right. And just a reminder that time is indeed running out for the clip show. It's probably going to be within the next 2 weeks at some point after next week's show, so please do send those clips in. We need them. It's always good to have you guys sending clips in. Whatever you find funny, just fill out the form and we'll probably use it. That can be found at update.rsbnb.com/best-of.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a pick?
No.
Oh, I thought you did, but you said you forgot it.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, that's too bad. Oh, well, next week then. Next week you get one then.
Yep. Do you have a pick?
All right. Yeah, I do. I do, sadly. I always seem to have these, don't I?
Quick.
Okay. Do you want to guess what it is?
Not really.
Okay. It's a game for iOS. It's WordFeud. It's kind of like Words with Friends, but it's not made by that corporation called Zynga. It's available on both Android and iOS. It's the one that I chose to install. So, yeah, that's pretty much all there is to say. It's kind of like Scrabble. So if you're interested in that, grab it for your Android or iOS device. That's it.
Oh, good. Okay. Next.
And also, remember, show contest. Get on the show for next week. So you have less than a week to send that in still. The stipulations can be found in the topic, but basically you need to send in a clip for the year, you need to tell us your favorite update of the year on RS or on here, and you need to justify why, and then if we choose you, you'll be one of a few people coming on the show to discuss. A live show, too. So, start thinking and sign up.
So do it!
People always want to come on the show. Now's your chance.
Yep. The best show of all time.
Just ever come on. Yep.
Why not? I don't understand why you wouldn't do it. Working. Washing my car.
Of course.
Yeah, that's about it.
Any RuneScape stuff aside from farming?
Nothing whatsoever. Had not touched it until tonight.
Anything else? Any other projects or anything?
No, not personally. I actually just got back the... I designed a yearbook for my school. They employed me to do that for them this year. My previous school. I don't go to school anymore, but yeah. And I finished designing that last month, about this time last month, almost. And it's finally been printed at the place that I work at, funnily enough, and it's been bound and everything, and I just got the very first copy of it, very first finished copy the other day, and managed to hold it in my own hands, and it looks pretty amazing. It's 142 pages long, and it's the thickest book that they've ever had as a school magazine. And I think it's also the best that they've ever had.
Oh, good.
That's what
oh, good.
The person, the editor said to me anyway. So I'm happy with that.
Did you ever,
it's
did,
good.
Did you get paid per page?
No, I just got paid in full.
Oh, that's too bad.
We weren't talking about
that.
Then
you could adjust the spacing and stuff and make it so you get paid more.
Yeah, yeah. But it's all right because I get paid by the place who prints it anyway. So just take my time because I get paid by the hour.
Yeah, well, that's good. Anyways, as for me this week on RuneScape, primarily just farming, a bit of Hunter. That's about it. Nothing really that major going on there. I think I might try and get 85 Hunter over the next couple of weeks. Just take it nice and slow at the butterflies. So see what happens there. Programming, yeah, it's just usual, working on that feature. I hope to have it out before next week's show. That's my deadline, and I think I will get it out because I just got a bit of front end left to do. Everything else should be fairly simple.
Very good.
It will be coming out, and we just have to hope that JX keeps the Grand Exchange system working, because with that new website, the gears got kind of sticky on that thing, and it's not ideal sometimes, the way they update it. So, we're at their mercy with everything we do. But, yeah, that's it. I'm done. Are you done?
I think I'm done, yeah.
Alrighty then. It's been RSBNB Update 338 with myself and Chief Snake. So, remember to send your entries in for that contest and your clips. We need those. Clips more. Anyways, see you next week,
yep,
everyone.
I agree. Bye-bye.